Missourinet News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $311 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Heavy rain continues in eastern, northeast, and central Missouri. More rain is expected to continue tonight in those areas with heavy rain possible. The front is expected to move out of those areas tonight. Central Missouri's Boone County received about 2 inches of rain within an hour today. Meteorologist Charlie Kelly with the National Weather Service says the storms also caused wind damage.
We started getting reports as far west as Boone County with Columbia, with multiple trees and power lines down throughout the city.
Another University of Missouri leader has stepped down. Bill Pollack reports.
Athletic director Mac Rhodes has left Mizzou and has taken the same position with Baylor University in Waco, Texas. The issues that Rhodes has dealt with in just 14 months on the job at Missouri include self-penalties for basketball recruiting violations, handling the football team in the protest of November, and allegations of harsh language and treatment by Aaron Earlywine with some members of the softball team. Ren Baker, Rhodes' number two man at Mizzou, has been named interim director. Baylor has been dealing with their own controversies. Their athletic director resigned in the midst of a scandal and Title IX lawsuit regarding the way the school handled sexual assault cases involving players. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.
Missouri Congresswoman Ann Wagner supports legislation that would bar federal, state, and local governments from penalizing or discriminating against health care providers who oppose performing or participating in abortions. The U.S. House is expected to vote on the bill today.
The Conscience Protection Act would stop the government from discriminating against providers that exercise its right of conscience.
Opponents say the measure would let employers deny female employees from getting abortions. Governor Nixon has signed a bill that brings Missouri sentencing laws for juveniles guilty of first-degree murder into compliance with U.S. Supreme Court rulings. The court ruled the death penalty is unconstitutional for juveniles and that a state must have an option for sentencing juveniles guilty of first-degree murder other than life without parole. Missouri Prosecuting Attorneys Association President Kevin Hillman said Missouri only had the life without option.
What the judge has to do in order to make the sentence in compliance with the Supreme Court mandate is he has to vacate the murder in the first sentence and then impose a murder in the second degree sentence and then send it to sentencing.
The bill Nixon signed today allows juveniles older than 16 to be sentenced to a minimum of 50 years with eligibility for a parole hearing, while juvenile murderers younger than 16 could be sentenced to a minimum of 35 years and then get a hearing. This is Missouri Net News.